You're listening to SB Nation at the Super Bowl.
Hey, Gina, how's it going?
It's going well, Christian. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. I know I'm really excited about it. I want to start off by thanking you for helping me almost win a fantasy championship this year. You really had a tremendous season. Obviously, things are going to be a little bit different for the Panthers next year with the transition from Ron Rivera to Matt Rhule. Matt Rhule really had a lot of success at Baylor. I know that he was one of the hottest head coach options on the market this offseason. And so I'm curious about your thoughts about him and, you know, your level of excitement to work with him.
Yeah, you know, I think you look at his history and it speaks for itself, and what a press conference, and just being able to talk to him. You can tell he's the right guy. And I think it's exciting too, because we have such a good team. You know, we do have a lot of really good young talent. We have a lot of great veteran leadership, and we have guys who are hungry to turn it around. So I think it's a great team to step into.
And on that note, one of the things that I'm personally excited to see next year is Joe Brady implementing a new philosophy on offense. And he says that, you know, he wants to exploit mismatches, move guys around to create the matchups that the Panthers want. He wants to apply pressure. He wants to create opportunities for you and other guys to use your speed and space, which, you know, makes that team very dangerous. He wants to, and this is a direct quote that I love, he wants to make defenses defend every blade of grass. And so as a guy who is definitely a mismatch at both running back and receiver, what are your thoughts on this new offensive philosophy?
You know, it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, we have, like I said before, we have so many guys, and to that quote, we do have so many guys who are so good in space with the football in their hands. And it'll be really fun to really, you know, exploit that and show that to everybody. And it makes it more fun for us, you know, having guys who can get the ball in space, who play to their strengths and, you know, become matchup issues throughout the entire game. So, you know, I know we've got a bunch of guys who are excited to do just that.
Wonderful. So which do you think is cooler? You're only the third player in NFL history to have 1,000 yards receiving and 1,000 yards rushing in a single season. But is it cooler that you also own the single season record for the most receptions by a running back?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I mean, they're both really cool. You know, I take pride in being a complete back and not just running the football, but catching the ball, you know, being able to not just become a running back who plays receiver, but to become a true receiver, you know, when he split out. So and those are both huge honors. I think at the end of the day, and this is a common theme, but it holds true, especially in the sport of football, is winning's the most important thing in the world. You know, you can have as many yards as you want, but if you're not winning, it's not as fun. So I'm hoping we can get back to winning.
Yeah, as a somebody who covers the Falcons, I can confirm that when you're not winning, it is not as fun. So I am curious, who is the better NFL player, you or your dad? Your dad had a tremendous career in his own right. He was a third rounder, also out of Stanford, drafted by the Giants, and he won Super Bowls with both the Niners and the Broncos, two of them with the Broncos. Who's better, you or your dad?
Well, you know, it's funny because, you know, if you were to have that talk with him, he's got 3 Super Bowl rings and he played 13 years, you know, and back then, you know, even today, playing 13 years is pretty unbelievable. So, you know, I have a long way to go before I can be in that conversation. You know, he's got 3 rings, was a starter on those teams, you know, had incredible seasons, had Pro Bowl season. And, you know, that says a lot. So, you know, hopefully I can catch up to him.
Great. So do you think that your dad could still suit up today and catch 20 balls for a few hundred yards?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Hard no.
So now I'm going to get into my really tough questions. If all 32 NFL coaches were put in a Royal Rumble style match, which coach would win and why?
Oh, man. Oh, it's tough. In a Royal Rumble match, are weapons allowed, or is this all just...
No weapons. We don't want any serious injuries.
Let's see here. If all, you know, Matt Rhule would win.
Okay.
Matt Rhule.
I don't think that you can go wrong with that answer. That was a question from our friends at Cat Scratch Reader. That is our Panther site.
Yeah.
SB Nation.
They try to catch me flipping on that.
And those guys had one more question for you, and this is an ongoing debate between me and the guys at Cat Scratch Reader. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No.
Thank you. You are correct. You have the correct opinion, so I appreciate that.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
And now I do want to move on and talk about USAA. I love that the NFL partners with USAA for the Salute to Service. All NFL fans are familiar with that initiative. And this year you are sending an active duty sergeant major. His name is Luis Chino Leyva. He is in the Marines, and he is going to be going to the Super Bowl with his older brother, Jorge, and you are responsible for sending them. So please tell me, how did you get involved with USAA, and what does it mean for you to be able to provide this opportunity to an actual hero?
Yeah, so ever since I got in the league, you know, you have talks about, you know, philanthropy and what you want to do as far as charities, and the military for me was an easy answer because of, you know, I have such a big heart for, you know, all our veterans and those who are still serving. And for me, being able to partner up with USAA and do stuff like this is kind of like, what's why you play the game. You know, you're able to give back. You're able to appreciate the things that you do most by giving back. And so sending Sergeant Major Leyva to the Super Bowl, you know, him and his brother Jorge, it's going to be a lot of fun. I get to meet them anytime I get a chance to, you know, talk with an active duty military member or a veteran. I always try to pick their brain and hear from them and take notes, you know, mental notes, because I have the utmost respect for anyone who's ever served or is still serving. And I think we need to do a better job of, you know, appreciating our military. And, you know, this is just a small, you know, a small way I can give back. That ends up having a big impact on everybody involved. So I'm very appreciative for USAA and excited to meet Sergeant Major Leyva.
Wonderful. And yeah, you're going to be meeting with him on Saturday in advance of the game. So that should be a really special opportunity for you. I know that Leyva is a Ravens fan, so I kind of expected them to be in this game, but still, it's the Super Bowl. It's the most exciting event on the NFL calendar, and I'm thrilled that he's going and that you're able to send him. Christian, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today, and best of luck to you next season and beyond.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you having me on.